Blog Talk Radio.
Director tonight. He's a good friend of mine. His name is Philip George. He wasn't feeling well this morning. I think he said that to you earlier, but somehow God quickened his mortal body and is here tonight. Do we have any worshipers in here? All right, let's worship together. Just flow with me. Tonight, like I told you, I'm just here to worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on. Just worship. Forget about it. We're not doing a show tonight. We're not doing a show tonight. Hey. Let him hear your voice tonight. One more time. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. They put a seed
On
his Can you say yes, Lord?
Yes, Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise
one on the right hand.
Yes,
and one on his left.
Yes,
glory to God.
Glory to God.
The Bible tell me.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise
tell me they spit on me.
Yes,
Lord, praise the name of the Lord.
Yes,
can you say yellow?
Yellow.
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 Yellow. Brothers,
yes, Lord.
For you and I,
yes,
they put nails in his feet.
Yes,
for you and I,
yes,
they pierced him in the side.
Yes,
for you and I,
yes,
hey,
yes,
they put thorns about his head.
Yes,
for you and I,
yes.
Can you say yellow?
Yes,
say yellow.
Yes,
woo, glory. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to God.
Glory.
Hey! Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Follow, follow, follow.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God.
Glory.
Jesus said, blessed are those that hadn't seen and believed.
Right.
Hey!
Right.
Y'all, I enjoy that every time I hear that. Seriously, a lot of you don't know what that was y'all heard. But if y'all have ever seen the movie The Apostle, that's the clipping with Robert Duvall when he played as a minister in that program. At the very beginning, there was a preacher that actually he was really, even though it was a movie, but he actually was a preacher that shared that about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thought I would take that clipping from that movie and play that on here. And I'm telling you, every time I hear that, that's powerful. I played it last year on the Resurrection Sunday, and it was funny a little bit because people thought I was at a church, and they was like, wow, that sounded like you was back down south somewhere at the church. But, you know, that was the clipping of the movie Apostle, and it was a great movie. If you have some time, you can go on YouTube or online and type in The Apostle, the movie, and you will see it, and that's like at the very beginning. But and then right before that, you heard gospel recording artist Shake and Obey there in Nigeria, and also our brother that did the music, Philip George. We thank God for them. I want to give a shout-out to Shake and Obey and Philip George on today. Great brothers and both great men of God. I had the honor to meet on my birthday last year. Shake and Obey was here in the state of Maryland, and him and one of our sisters there and Philip George drove 9 hours just to come see me. I'm telling you, that is something. And we had a great time. We had celebrated my birthday. I celebrated with Shake because his birthday is a few days after mine, and we took pictures down at the radio station. And, I mean, we had an awesome time. So I just thank God. I said I wanted to play some of his music, and you will hear more of his music, too, throughout the show. And also right now, those of you that are tuning in, we thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Show with Angel on Deck right here on Angels of Melody and the Voices of the Nations. And today we know is a special day. I am in double celebration on today, and the reason for that is not only are we celebrating Resurrection Sunday, but also I'm celebrating my son's 18th birthday, and I told him out of all the years he's been here on this earth, his birthday never landed on Resurrection Day. Never, 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 never. And so we're celebrating double on today. Once I get off this radio program, I will be cooking dinner and family will be getting together and we will be enjoying not only family, but also what we are celebrating today. I want to give a shout out to my sister, Taylor Brown. I want to give her a shout out on today. Also to Speedy Brown and Tamika Brown, his lovely wife. I want to give them a shout out. I was on his program earlier on the Independent Blast, the Speedy Brown Show this morning, and we were talking about how people celebrate the Easter Bunny and everything, and, you know, they forget about the real meaning of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how he died on the cross for our sins. That is so important. You know, I eat candy every day. I'm eating jelly beans today, chocolate eggs, the whole nine, but yet I'm not representing the Easter Bunny. I represent Christ because he is the one, as my brother stated, died on the cross for our sin. Jesus died for us, you know, and I'm telling you, not the Easter Bunny. And so I'm not, you know, telling everybody, you know, just talking bad. You know, I think he's cute and all. But what I'm saying is you have a lot of people that really just picture this whole thing as the Easter Bunny and candy, and this is what it's all about. No, that's not. I have something I want to read from a sister, Naomi Ruth O'Shea in the UK, and it's called Jesus, Death, and Resurrection, and it's just, you know, it's awesome. It says, my Jesus, Son of God, was nailed to a cross. Blood streamed from his hands and feet. As his life was lost, above his head was written, Jesus, King of the Jews. But Peter denied three times that this was the man he knew. Jesus cried for all to see, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now we know it was for our sins that this man died and became our king. My Lord was buried in a tomb, wrapped in a pile of cloth. A stone was rolled in front. For us, his life he lost. On the third day, he rose. The stone was rolled away. The tomb was empty where the body had once lay. Now Jesus is alive, and in heaven he waits, because one day we will meet the one who is so full of mercy and grace. That is awesome. I'm telling you, I love it. I love it. I love it. And so I'm telling you, it's just awesome that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Someone asked a question on a show that I was looking at last night. Do you love your child that much that you would sacrifice? And people were shaking their heads like, no, I couldn't have done that. I couldn't have done that. But I'm telling you, we owe him our life today. We owe him our praise. We owe him all the honor. We owe him all the glory. He's been spit on, talked about, and everything. What do you think people are going to do when it comes to us? What am I saying? What I'm saying is, let us not forget. Let us not forget what the meaning of this day is. We fellowship with family, true enough. And that's true. We do. I know I am. But this should not be the day. You know, you have a lot of people that have never been to church or don't go to church, but they'll go for Easter or resurrection or whatever you want to call it. Easter Sunday, resurrect, whatever you want to call it. People go to church. But half of the time, half of the people don't even go no more. They spend all this money on suits and this and that. But if you're not in right standard with Christ and he was to come back, your going to church just on Resurrection Sunday ain't moving him. Seriously. It's really not. I'm just being honest. I don't care who don't like what I'm saying. If you don't like it, you know what you can do. I always tell people that. If you don't like what you're hearing, click off. That's fine with me. But the truth is the truth. Because I, too, was one of those back in the day. Seriously. Before I really became in Christianity, I was not going to church at all. I didn't feel I had to because I felt if I go, I'm still going to be doing the same stuff over and over again. It didn't matter what the preacher was saying to me. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I felt moved. You know, I cried tears. I could feel the power of the Lord. But I just was not ready to serve Christ. I just wasn't. I'm just being real. And I never was going to church. I didn't want to go. Didn't feel like going. You know what I'm saying? And my parents, you know, I was raised up in the church. I was raised up in the church. My father and my parents are still alive. Matter of fact, I stay next door to my parents' house that I live in. My dad owns. And he is a man of God. He's a preacher. I got bishops, apostles, pastors, all that in my family, evangelists, all of that. And I was raised up in holiness. And my father told me, we was taught, my mother, they taught me about Jesus Christ and how he died on the cross for our sins and he rose and this and that. And, you know, I would look at all the movies and stuff, you know, that would come on. I would look at, you know, the Ten Commandments and all this other stuff. And I would say my little prayers and say, well, you know, even when I was in my 20s, I would say my prayers, you know, and say, you know, hey, I thank you for dying on the cross for me, and I thank you this and that. You know, I said a little good prayer, and that was it. Do you think that moved him? No, because I was not serving him. And it was once upon a time where I would put on clothes just on that Sunday morning because they was talking about, oh, it's Easter Sunday. So I would go and put on my stuff and go to church and people preaching and all of that, and I would see people go up there, and they'd say, who want to give their heart and life to Christ? And they talk about how Jesus died and this and that. And people got moved. It make you cry thinking about it. It does. It moves you that this man loved us so much, my God. And come to find out, they will go up there and get prayed for. Churches is packed. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It wouldn't even be no, it would be standing room only sometimes where you would feel Jesus is right there live on the cross for real. You know, seriously, because that's how packed it was. And people will give their life to Christ, and you don't even see them no more. They don't come to church no more until that following year, the same thing. And this is a pattern that goes on even now all over the world. I stopped going to church. I did. I had stopped going because I felt like it was a waste of time. I said, what is the use of me going? I ain't going to do nothing but come on back and do the same thing. So, you know what, I'm going to keep on going, folks. That was my attitude. What am I going to keep going for? Which was stupid because being born and raised up in, you never depart from it. But I felt if I'm going to go, this was my heart. My parents stayed calling my house. Yeah, you need to be going to church. You need to be bringing kids up, and you need to be going, this and that. And I told my mother, I said, look, no disrespect. You got a lot of people going to church every Sunday. And they ain't living a lick of salvation. And if Christ came back, they will be doomed. So I told her, I don't want to hear none of that, you know, about going to church and this and that. Because so many people are in the church is living some shady lives. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. And the only way to hell, they don't get it right. Am I right? I'm right. I know I'm talking right today. So, you know, your church going is who you living for and who you worshiping and how you live your life according to the word of God. If you live in what God say you got to live in order to see him again, then it is what it is. You going to see God. But if you're not living by what he's saying we supposed to live and you feel just going to church on resurrection is going to give you some brownie points, baby, I think you need to seek some kind of help or read the word again because you got it so twisted and confused. Why am I saying this and what am I saying? I'm saying happy resurrection. Don't lose hope on the real meaning of what today is. Don't get so caught up in the greens and the turkey and whatever you eat on the day and the candy and all of that and forget about what the real meaning of Resurrection Sunday is. That's why I don't say Easter, because a lot of people say Easter, but they so caught up. I know some people right now, they caught up on that Easter bunny and this and that. I, too, was caught up on that. I ain't gonna lie. I felt like that. My children had to have Easter basket. They had to have this basket. You know what I'm saying? And I lost focus. My parents did it with us. We got an Easter basket every Sunday. But then they came into the knowledge. And my mother just started getting us candy. She wasn't doing all them bunnies and all that kind of stuff. Because if you really read into all of that stuff, you know what I'm saying, all this pagan and all this belief and stuff, I'm telling you, it's not of Christ. It's really not. So that's why I say, and I ain't the only one. I know a whole lot of people is saying happy resurrection, you know, because that's what this is about, resurrection of him on the cross for our sins. He did not die on that cross with Easter Bunny. He didn't die on that cross with a bag of jelly beans and all this other stuff. Ain't no wrong with jelly beans now, because I'm eating some for real. I ate some last night, and it was mighty good. And when I get off the air while I'm cooking, I am going to be eating up the eggs. So I'm just saying that's nothing. But y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't get it twisted now. I'm saying let us not get caught up in that to where we don't know. Don't eat on the jelly beans and stuff and be talking about, good. Oh, yeah, girl, this these jelly beans is all. And we just so caught up, and we don't know why. How we are living on this life to be able to enjoy jelly beans and the chocolate eggs. That's what I'm saying. It's Christ. It's all about Jesus. Yes, it is on this day. And this should not be the only time that we give an honor and going to church. I'm telling you, it ought to be all the time we ought to be worshiping him. The church is us, not the building. So a lot of people is packed out today in these churches and everything, and there's nothing wrong with it. But I'm saying let it not just be just for Resurrection Sunday. Let us keep Christ in our heart. Let us honor him every day of our lives. That's what I'm saying. Never let him. That, do y'all know, I'm going to say this and keep it on moving, but do y'all know the reason why I still do this radio program? It's hard. It's been hard. I'm going through a hurricane right now. I told y'all, I've been going through. I done went from hearing bad news to worse news. Seriously, and I felt like just screaming and going out of my mind, so to speak. But I'm going to tell you something, because this would encourage y'all. What keeps me moving on in this ministry, despite of how I feel and what I go through, is because he died on that cross. I'm going to be honest with y'all. That's what keeps me. The blessings, thinking about the blessings, don't keep me moving on. Thinking about what he did yesterday don't keep me going on. What a person can say, word of encouragement, don't keep me going on, because you can speak all the words you want. Tanya going to do what she want to do, flat out. That's just how I thought I was. But there's somebody that is over me, and his name is Jesus Christ. And the reason why that I keep on moving in this ministry, despite if a dime don't come in, despite on what bad news I am hearing around me, what keeps me going when I say I feel like giving up, I don't feel like being bothered, I just want to do it my way, the thought comes to me of him being bruised. The thought comes to me being nailed to that cross, being spit on. And he did that just for me. And then I think back of my past on how I was a hot mess, a hot, terrible mess at that. I feel like I should not be living today. Seriously, that I should have been gone a long time ago. He could have turned his back and said, you know what, you are nothing, just like some of my family members said to me. You'll never be nothing. He could have told me that. But still laying in my filth and in my mess, and ignoring him and not stacking him and just doing my thing, he still called me his beloved. He still said that you are somebody when they said you're not. He still said, I love you, unconditional love. He still let me know that I was beautiful despite of what I felt I looked like, despite of what somebody else said I was. He still let me know that I was his own, I was his child, that he would not throw me away. And he ain't only said that to me, but he said it to you too. And how dare us turn our back on him? That's what keeps me going. That if there's a man out here, and I'm going to tell y'all something, I love men. I love my men. I know y'all ladies out there, you love your men. But let me tell you something. We may love our husbands or your fiance or whatever you want to say. But one thing I can tell you is this. There's a man better than them. And his name is Jesus Christ. And anytime a man, hallelujah, that I cannot see, but I can feel, I can see him in my life. I can see him in situations and moving. A man that is strong, a man that is beautiful, a man that smells sweet. Oh, yes, he walks around with a sweet fragrance. A man where I can feel him holding me in my arms when I feel like saying, I'm done with this. And he wraps his arms around me and say, continue to keep moving. I am with you. I am with you in the storm. I am able and I will. I just need you to believe, any man, that when we make mistakes and we do things that we know wrong, but maybe we might not know that is wrong, he still, his mercy, his grace is upon us every day. It's new every day that we wake up and we make mistakes and we say things that are wrong and we think things are wrong. And this man yet still forgives us. This man yet allows us to wake up every morning. It's not the clock that woke you up. Yes, you heard it, but you heard it because he woke you up to hear it. You just didn't do it by yourself. Anytime, oh my God, that we go through certain things, and he turns around and still yet say, yes, she messed up. Yes, he messed up. But I'm still going to bless him because I reign, hallelujah, on the unjust as well as the just. My God, anytime a drug dealer can sell drugs on the corner, anytime a gangbanger shoots somebody and somebody falls down and dies, anytime somebody in the mafia can come out with a hit, and this man still says, what you doing stinks in my nostrils, but I still forgive you. What you have done smells in my nostrils. I don't like what you're doing. I hate the sin that you are doing, but you are still my beloved. There is still hope for you when mommy and daddy said there is no hope. There is still hope for you when somebody said you will always be nothing. You will always stay a bum. You will always stay a dope addict. You will always be a prostitute. You will always stay a sinner. There is no hope for you. You are hell-domed. Anytime you have a man that still stands by and say, that's a lie, I'm going to clean him up. I'm going to clean her up, and I'm going to mold her and make her into what I want her to be. My God, that's the type of man that I want to be with for the rest of my days, and that is Jesus Christ, and we deserve to give it up to him. Oh, my God, we need to give it up, give it up, give it up. All the praise and the honor, because it is him that we live. It is him that we have our being. It is him that we breathe on this day. And so I thank God for Jesus. Oh, I'm telling you, this is just awesome. I did not know I was going to come on here and say all of this, but I thank the Lord, hallelujah, for this. I'm grateful for this day. I'm grateful to be alive. I should have been dead years back, coming out that fire when they had the shootout. But his hand of protection, his blood, my God, covers us. It's something about the blood. Yes, it is. It's something about the blood that cleanses us from all sin. Something about that blood that covers us. Oh, my God, covers us from death. My Lord, I'm telling you. I feel on today there is something I need to play before we go further. My eyes just locked on it. And this is the introduction of Christ by Steve Harvey. Y'all know about that in the end. Every time I hear this, it just gets my blood just overflow, so to speak, of just joy in my blood, in my bones. I'm telling you, when I hear this, it's the truth. And I thank God for Steve Harvey on the day. I thank God for his life, and I thank God that he is molding and shaping him too. So I'm telling y'all, I want to play this because what better day is to play the introduction, oh, my God, on who Jesus Christ is. My God, and we're going to be right back.
If I had the pleasure of bringing out Christ, this is just how I would do it. It ain't got to be the way you do it. You might not think it's just right, but this is how I would do it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce a man who needs no introduction. His credits are too long to list. He has done the impossible time after time. He has, out of a manger in Bethlehem, Jerusalem, by way of heaven. His mother is still headlining in the Catholic Church today. His daddy is the author of a book that has been on the bestseller list since the beginning of time. He holds the record for the world's greatest fish fry. He fed 5,000 hungry souls with 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread. He can walk on water, turn water into wine, no special effects, no camera tricks. He has a headshot on every church fan across the country. Even before the kings of comedy, he was hailed the king of all kings, ruler of the universe, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the bright and the morning star. Some say he's the Rose of Sharon, and some say he's the Prince of Peace. Get up on your feet, put your hands together, and show your love for the second coming of the one and only. God has been good.
If that's not an introduction, I don't know what you call it. It can't get no better than that. I think he said it all. Seriously. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome. It's just awesome. Just awesome. I want to give a shout-out to a brother, Roy McNabb. I want to say God bless you on today. I look forward to the fellowship as well. And I thank you for tuning in. I also want to give a shout-out to everybody that's tuning in. I didn't get a chance to do that. To all of Africa today, all of our African family, we just want to give a shout-out to all of you there in Ghana, in Nigeria, those of you that are in Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Togo, Uganda, Kenya, Cameroon, Liberia, Ethiopia, all over in Africa, even our African family here in America. We just want to say God bless you all. We love you very much. Also, America, every city and state that's listening in on today, we want to say God bless all of our Latino family. God bless you. Also, those in Australia, in Mexico, Brazil, Hong Kong, I want to say God bless you. Also, in Trinidad, Tobago, we want to say God bless you as well. Barbados, God bless you, Jamaica. Yes, God bless you, Jamaica. Also, we got some music coming from there as well on today. And then just everybody that's listening in right now all over the world, we just want to say God bless you. You know, there's a song I keep hearing, and y'all know about You Are So Beautiful. And I remember when I first came back to Christ, you know, and I'm talking about I really came back. I ain't talking about just saying I came back for a few weeks or whatever, and I went back. I was back out there. But when I came, I sung this song to the Lord, and I just said, Lord, You are so beautiful to me. Lord, You are so beautiful to me. You everything that I needed. You everything to me. Lord, You are so beautiful. Oh, You are so beautiful. Yes, You are so beautiful to me. And I would sing that to Him, and I'm telling you, it's just like I could just feel His presence. And I can just felt like my whole body was just soaked in His arms. And I'm telling you, anytime, like I said, a man in the middle of my mess, in the middle of me being a hot mess, I'm talking about doing things that was really contrary to God. I know it smelled foul in His nostrils, and He looked down upon that sin, but yet He still said, You are my beloved. And when I heard the Lord back in 2004 call me His beloved, I've never been the same since. I'm serious, y'all. I thank God. I'm telling you, I thank Him on the day. I don't know about y'all, but I thank Him for real for changing me. And I'm still yet being changed. Ain't none of us arrived. If we arrived, we need to be in heaven right now. But I'm telling you, I thank Him for who He is to me. And I'm just so grateful, you know, for my son today turning 18 years old. And I'm telling you, we have had our time. But I thank God that he is not on drugs. I thank God that He covers him in His blood. I thank Him that he ain't out here gang banging and all that other kind of stuff. I thank God because there's so many women that I know that their children have ran astray at the age of 14 and 15, and some of them is dead and gone. I went to the funerals. Some of them are in prison for the rest of their life. You know, some of them, I'm telling you, strung out on dope. You know what I'm saying? I just thank the Lord for what he is doing. And somebody said, what would you have done if you stood in front of Jesus while he was on that cross? What would you have done? I said, I would have kissed him. I would have kissed his feet if I could do that and let him know that I love him and I appreciate him. I said, that's what I would have done. That's what. Can you imagine on the third day of him rising up? Oh, my God. How that feeling could have been just being there for real and experiencing that. My Lord, my Lord. I know it had to be a wonderful day, a wonderful time, and that's why we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. Right now, I'm going to go to a song right now, and it's by our sister, Anthea Cocker. I want to give her a shout-out on today. But she has a song called I Still Believe. And then right after that, we're going to keep this thing going on with our music and our messages. We have some great clippings of some great resurrection messages by our late Bishop G. Patterson. I thank God for his life. I have been watching him and listening to him. I'm serious, ever since I was little, even when I wasn't a Christian. You know what I'm saying? I used to love to listen to him, and he had some great message here that I would like to play, and different other music from artists, you know, from Africa and all over the world, I want to get going on today with. So we're going to be back in a little while. We're going to play Anthea Cocker, I Still Believe, and then we're going to be back.
The old ragged cross I hold. Yes, I
all
do.
All my sins and the shame washed away.
Hey, oh, all my sins and my shame, they are gone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I vision the cross, I picture love. You gave yourself as a gift for us. So we die to self to live for you. When life is hell, we cry for help, and you bring us through. In a world of lies, we spit the truth. We look to Christ since we took a bite of the forbidden fruit. And all have fallen low, and surely most know how the story goes. The serpent tricked our brain, left stripped and shamed. Self-harm is inflicting pain. We enslave ourselves with whips and chains. We are chasing wealth and instant fame, where God's will is rejected and Satan's kingdom reigns. They say peace and freedom is elusive. It's harder to gain, but it's easier to lose it. But for every Jesus, there's a Judas. For every resurrection, there's a crucifixion. For every sickness, there's a true prescription. For every sinner that gets saved, there's a new beginning. For every crown of thorns, there's three nails. For every cross, there's one scapegoat. For there were many tombs, they only found one pair of grave clothes. For there are many, there is only one where we can place hope. For there are many, there is only one where we can place hope.
Now I know he wraps his arms around me. He wraps his arms around me, yeah. And in him I'm made clean. A sacrifice gave for me, gave for me.
Oh, many have came and proclaimed there is only one name that can save souls. It's a five-letter word, and I'll let you fill in the blanks. The greatest present that was given to man came gift wrapped in flesh, so we're giving him thanks. I see it now, he was beaten down, so we're lifting our hands as a sign of surrender. And this sign of surrender highlights and demonstrates that our hearts, our minds, our souls have been arrested. The winds and the waves were once wild, but our hearts and our minds and our souls are rested in unviable, undeniable, perfect peace. Though problems start at the cross is where the burdens cease. No longer governed and guided and directed by dark energy. The Lord I know restored my soul. Psalms 23. And now I'm a part of the flock that is led by the shepherd of sheep. No longer based on my performance, cause my efforts are weak and my efforts are cheap. Attempts to look good in front of the eyes of men. Bob Dylan said we can dine with kings and have the finest things, houses, cars, women and diamond rings. But if I don't die to sin and die with him, never will I rise again. The wisest men, scribes and men with knowledge and scholars sit at tables conversating, theological conversations, while the redeemed rebels and renegades and true converts praise him. He is picture perfect and you cannot frame him. The Lion of Judah, there is no tame in. But we were tainted like slum village. He took the cross and came and proclaimed it was done, finished. Paid the price and defeated death. I am the resurrection and the life is what Jesus said. Paid the price for I was deep in debt. I am the resurrection and the life is what Jesus said.
I know he wrapped his arms round me. He wrapped his arms round me, yeah. Cause in him I'm made clean. A sacrifice he gave for me, he gave for
The name says it all. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Me bad like Achilles, me taking on Troy. Making me move, she's feeling me, boy. The Lion King, Mikasa Tsukasa. Lives in me like my name was Mufasa. The art of her life, serving me tight. Serving the Lord, me son and me wife. We want to walk up, beautiful singing like cocoa butter. Washing his feet like alabaster. Our master, our father, our father. We're screaming all yada like Hama said Papa. He's mighty indeed like K.U.D. Daughter. Split the Red Seas, the rock of our water. K.B.A.C. is Jabba Arunu, our king. Christ Dizzy is dynamite, and he's out of sight. If he's super duper cool, out of this world, he's like Michael. Off the wall, yeah, he's off the chains over all the world. Yeah, he rules the world with the title, undisputed heavyweight champion. He's the only one, read your Bible, cause there's nobody bigger and brighter and better than Elion. Yeah, he's number one, El Capitan. Chief Executive, Mr. President, Prime Minister, ruler of everything. Importer, exporter, enforcer, the living water. He's the Alpha and Omega, Lord and Savior, nobody greater, greater than Rock.
The Holy Ghost fire's electric. Go my joy. Love the praise God come up ahead. Make a scatter ground. He talks to God in all day. See your mouth like pepper, your own. The neck like pyro. Your eyes that go wee wee oh. Oh, no. Jump.
Greatest one. Greater than anyone. Greater than great like the morning sun. Murdering demons like Jackie Chan. Bringing down giants like Jesse's son. Mind full of wisdom like Solomon. Rock it all, he's the silver one. Can't stop us now, so we just begun. We taking over like Ichiban. Number one, champion, one in a million. Greater, rock a brand new flavor. One and only savior. Greater is he that made ya. That's what that Jesus can save ya. Grace is what he gave ya. Greater, terror, one champion, rock.
Like Elijah, he testified me, Messiah walked on the river. Now Shiva, as I leave you with a slight fever. The devil is a liar, man, no need to smoke no reefer, unbeliever. Some say Jah, L-S-T-I-I, but me say Jesus Christ, we the Most High. I, Braga Rus, Kuse, Kuse, Krane. filled you with the spirit. Now at prison, every day. Jesus Christ, King of all the world, just can't win some cause he loves all man. Sing Sima, Holy Ghost fire for the preacher. He won't test them, I'm a rich the unbeliever. Achiever, bumping GHZ in my beamer. We don't smoke no reefer, getting high of Christ Jesus. Religion, don't you know the devil's a deceiver? We're here to preach the gospel and to be a brother's keeper. Big up! Why, but the sheriff had to die.
Me a chance of summer day, from Sunday to Saturday. Me search the scripture, like the search for Saddam Hussein. I be Mr. Raff, me no be son God, me son of God, firstborn. First amongst the reverend, begotten of the Holy One. Son of the risen one, star of the morning sun. Richest man in Babylon, walking water, speaking tongues. Superhero number one, what a bond. In Japan, me Ichiban, come on. Good answer, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. Yeah,
I'll
be on
my
you know how we do 24/7, 365. We're still alive. God rules them. For our kids and our unborn babies, keeping it gravy.
You never let me down. Present help all is around. You all is lifting me. I'm taking me to higher ground. Oh Lord, I'm blessed to have you. Living life so sound. Knowing that you're covering me. Something like insurance. You all is cheering me. And you give me rest assurance that you're hearing me. And your words the best assurance. Ain't no fear in me. I'm confident you got my back. You never disappoint. So I'll praise you on my track. You are my shepherd. I am sure I will never lack. Forever trusting you. And on you I'm forever back. You never sleep. Keeping watch, Rolex. I'm daily changed by your love, Forex. I love the fact that we in love, soulmates. The magnitude of our love, so great. Can count on you for anything, whenever. I know I'll never fall, cause you're holding me forever. Like a number on a jersey, I'm free from the curses to mercy. Praise you cause you're coming through, you are worthy. Guiding me in all I do, you with me. I build my house in you, other ground is sinking sand. For this some cold crazy, they don't understand. That you're the trustworthy God and you got my hand. No need to worry when I'm challenged cause you got a plan. You've been exhibiting your love from the ancients. You show your grace, son, you show me pure patience. My heart is full of joy, knowing you are patient. What more can a human being really ask for? And God so caring, all it's asked for. His people who is sent and sent to die for. You never let me down, so I run the track for.
You
try to. You are the pillar, you're the strength that I always lean on to. You are the hope, you are the light, you are the staff I lean on.
Lord, 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 L even churches have been full all day. People got up, some didn't even go to bed last night, made their way to sanctuaries and hilltop temples and made their way to outdoor services, and everybody wanting to celebrate the fact that Jesus is alive and well. Somebody put out a lie that he's dead. But I heard the choir singing, if God is dead, then tell me, how do I know that he's living in my heart? Tell me, if God is dead, where did you lay his body? If God is dead, how is it that he came out and snatched his feet out of the jaws? Out of the jaws of defeat, he snatched victory out of the jaws of defeat, life out of death, victory over the grave. If he's dead, why didn't I get a telegram? Because I'm one of his children. Oh, he's not dead, but he's very much alive. And because he lives, I'm living today. I'm not serving a memory. I'm not serving a dead Jew, but I serve a risen Savior. He's in this world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I feel his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And every time I need him, he's always near. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me. He talks with me along this narrow way. He lives. Salvation he imparts. You ask me how, I know he lives. He lives down in my heart. Yay! Glory to God. When Jesus finished telling them to go back to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father, all of a sudden he lifted his hands and began to bless them. And while he was blessing them, gravitation that could hold that other body down, the body that he had before he went in the grave. But when he went in the grave, something happened to that body. When the blood was drained out on Golgotha's ugly brow, and when they wrapped him up and put him in Joseph's new tomb, according to Peter, the body was reposed in sleep, but the spirit of my God went down in the spirit world, went back into the antediluvian period, those that were alive before the flood of Noah's time, and he held a revival back there and preached to the spirits that were in prison. Hey, glory. And while the revival was going on, the clock kept on ticking, and in his spirit he knew it was the third day. Well, fellas, I got to go. The devil tried to stop him. Demons tried to catch a hold to him, but the Bible said he rendered them helpless. He made a show of them openly, and he came out of the grave with all power in his hand. Yeah! And that body came out Easter morning in a glorified state. It was a body gravitation couldn't control. So while he was blessing his disciples out there at the city of Bethany, gravitation couldn't stop him. He caught the nearest cloud and started going up. And I see two angels, my God, standing by. And the disciples were looking up. And while they were looking up, the two angels touched them and said, hey, you men of Galilee, why do you stand here gazing up in the heaven? The same Jesus that you see going up, the same Jesus that walked in Galilee, the same Jesus that talked beside the sea, the same Jesus that hung and bled on the cross, same Jesus, he's coming back again. I want to be ready. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When he comes, oh, when he comes, it's going to be.
He that's righteous, let him be righteous still. He that's filthy, let him be filthy still. Oh, when he comes, I want to be caught up to meet him in the air. Yeah.
How could they treat him so bad? He was not guilty of insurrection. He was only guilty of opening blinded eyes. He was only guilty of unstopping deaf ears. He was only guilty of multiplying fish and loaves and feeding a hungry multitude. But as I ask the question, why are you treating my Lord in this fashion? I hear the words of the prophet Isaiah rumbling from 700 years of prophecy out of that 53rd chapter of his book, saying he's not being beaten for anything that he's done, but he is wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and it is with his stripes that we are healed. They whipped his back to heal your backache. They nailed his hand, stretched his arms in order to heal your hands and heal your arm condition. They nailed his feet to take care of the condition in your legs and in your swelling ankles. Oh, glory to God. Well, why did they put a crown of 72 thorns on his head? Because most of our problems somehow end up in the head. They originate in the head. 72 thorns to take care of your migraine headache. 72 thorns to take care of your ear, eye, nose, and throat condition. 72 thorns to take care of your psychosomatic illnesses. He was wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquity. But as he hung on the cross, bearing in his body all of our sin and all of our disease, the worst suffering that he could ever have inflicted on him, he looked into heaven, and heaven blacked out. But before it blacked out, he saw the Father turn his back on him, and he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Oh, glory to God. God had to turn his back on Jesus, because when he looked on the cross, he couldn't see Jesus, because he saw our sin. He saw your dope habit. He saw your alcoholism. He saw your cancer. He saw your AIDS. He saw all of our sin and all of our diseases hanging on Jesus. And when he saw him covered with our sin, he had to turn his back. But my God hung out there, way out on Calvary, and he died all alone. Isaiah already said he's got to do it by himself, for he looked through prophecy and said, who is this that cometh from Edom with God come atone from Bosra, traveling in the greatness of his strength, traveling and treading the winepress alone? He said, I looked and there was none to help, so with my own arm I brought salvation unto me. He did it all by himself. Oh, my glory. Hallelujah. Hell took a holiday. Demons were rejoicing. My, 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 my. They were saying, look at him up there. Uh-huh.
He got away from our master back in the wilderness. He refused to bow down when Satan told him that I'll give you the kingdom of the world. He refused when the devil said, turn this stone into bread. But look, we got him now. He's hanging on Calvary. And I just heard him ask the Father, why have you forsaken me? Demons were rejoicing and the saints were troubled. But he died out there by himself. And finally, when he said, Father, into thine hands I commend my spirit, because the body couldn't die as long as the spirit dwells within. So he dismissed his spirit into the throne room of the Father. Hey, and the Father had already given him a challenge. The Son said, I'm going down, prepare me a body and I'll go and redeem man. But the Father let him know, Son, you are my son, but it's a hazardous trip you're taking. You're going to be tempted, you're going to be tested, you're going to be tried, and your keys of authority are going to be buried in the very depths of hell. And the only way you can collect your authority, you've got to battle the demons of hell. But he said, that's all right, in burnt offerings and sacrifices, for sins I have had no pleasure, but upon it have thou prepared me. Then I said, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it's written of me to do thy will, O God. While the demons were rejoicing, Jesus was dying. Oh, way out on Calvary, died until the earth began to reel and rock. Died until the sun blacked out. Died till the moon dripped in blood. Died till the Roman centurion smote himself on the breast and said, we made a mistake. This has got to be the Son of God. Oh! Lord have mercy. But when he died, and I'm going to quit. Woo! Joseph went to get his body. But I believe Joseph knew that it's not going to be here forever. He just want to borrow it for the weekend. And he laid him in his own new tomb. And that spirit that Jesus commended to the Father, while the body was reposed in sleep, the spirit went down into the deep recesses of hell and banged on hell's iron gate and said, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. A demon looked out and said, who is the King of glory? But I heard him say, the Lord, strong and mighty. Oh, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your head.
Oh, hallelujah.
my brother. 11 more. I'm waiting. That's 10 more. Because he lives. I'm waiting on you. Heaven's waiting. All of my fear is gone. And because I know, oh, he holds my future. Gonna keep on prolonging it. I'm gonna give you about another 90 seconds. But as I stand in the presence of God right now, God's giving somebody that last chance. Am I trying to scare you? No. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. You've already missed head-on collisions. You've already missed stray bullets. You've already missed diseases that'll take you out of here in a hurry. And you keep playing with God, acting as though you've got time in your hand. Your time doesn't belong to you. Your time belongs to God. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. There ain't more. He lives. You better get up and come. Faces without him, because he lives. Oh, all of my fear is gone. And because I know he holds my future. Hallelujah. And life is got a minute. Eight more of you. Because he lives. Ooh, I can face tomorrow. God bless you, my sister. Seven more. God bless you. Six more. He lives. Oh, I know he lives. All my fear is gone.
just hear him saying, Jesus, when trouble burdened me down, Jesus, is yet standing, I'm going to make the invitation, and I want every sinner in this building, when the rest of the audience sits, I want every sinner in this building, you're bold enough to do those things which sin demands, so I want you to be bold enough to keep on standing, even when everybody else sits. Backslider that have known the Lord and you strayed away. When everybody else is seated, I want you to keep right on standing. And then you that's already saved and you believe this is where God wants you to be, the door of the church is open. And I want you to remain standing even when everyone else sits. If you're a sinner, keep standing. If you're a backslider, keep standing. If you're ready to join the church today, you keep standing. Everyone else may be seated. But if you're in either one of those categories, have the courage to keep on standing. Step to the nearest aisle and come here right now. Come on. From every area, step to the nearest aisle. Come on now. Oh! just step down and shake hands with each one of you. You're going to follow Elder Freeman. If any one of you do not understand God's very simple plan of salvation, the question is in the Bible, what must I do to be saved? And the answer is there also. He's going to open God's word and show you how that in one moment's time, all of your sins will be forgiven. And I trust that you will each make it a point to sign up and be members of this church. We're going places in God. And I believe God's going to bless you as you go with us. Hallelujah. God bless you, my brother. Now, as we anoint her according to your word, we command the presence of God upon her now, the healing touch, the deliverance of God, that in whatever trouble, that enemy will be slain now. Yesha, hold on my heart. Thank you. Come on and give him thanks. Come on and give him thanks. In the name of Jesus, you know the trouble that has caused her to seek your help this day. And right now, Lord, I lay my hands upon her in the name of Jesus, and I command the devil to take his hands off. Give him praise, give him praise, give him glory.
All right, that was the late Bishop G.E. Patterson. I'm telling you, bringing it with that powerful resurrection message. I'm telling you, it was powerful. And also the song he sung, Because He Lives, that's one of my favorites. I can face tomorrow, my God. I'm telling you, awesome. I just thank God for all of you that have come in. All over the world, I just thank God for you today, and we just going to say God bless you. Happy resurrection to you all out there. Right now we got 5 minutes, and we're going to end this off with a couple of tunes. We got Joshua and Jesus, I Love You, and then we'll end off with something else, maybe Joyous Celebration or something. And we just going to say God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And also, we will not be on radio tomorrow, but we will be back on Tuesday during the day. Links will be posted Tuesday morning, but tomorrow, again, we will not be on radio tomorrow. So I just want to say God bless you all. I love you. Always know that God loves you as well. God bless. Have a good one.
Jesus, I just want to tell you right now that I love you. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. Listen.
deep down inside my heart. I can see the fire you started since I met you. Since I met you. My life has never ever been the same. Since the day I know your name and I fell for you. And I fell for you. I can't live, I can't breathe, and I can't move. What will I do without you, Jesus? I can't live, I can't breathe, and I can't move. What will I do without you, Jesus? What you did for me, nobody else can do. What you gave to me, nobody else can give. You're the lover that would never leave his lover. No matter what, I will love and I know you. And I know one day, I will see your face. I will see your face.
Ulava wine.
for children.